It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
All right, welcome back. I'm on your Wednesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith, Trey Wallace, and the Bear back with you. The Drive live this afternoon at Old Ben Franklin Motors in West Knoxville. Top 5 at 5 brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive. Check them out online at cnbtn.com. Number one story on your top five, Baker Mayfield did not boast or brag in his first media interview this offseason. The usually brash Cleveland Browns quarterback did not talk trash or call out any opponents either. Instead, coming off a rocky second year in the NFL, Mayfield says he's taking a different approach leading up to the season, saying, quote, "It's just time to work, do our thing instead of talking about it. This is the first media thing I've done just because there's no need to be talking about it." Bear, what do you think about a quieter, softer spoken Baker Mayfield?
I mean, it'd be a welcome relief from his usual, the usual stream of just idiocy that comes out of him. I don't know. I think he's a bum.
Baker Mayfield, another Browns bust, or does he start the big turnaround this year?
I think he's a bust.
Every year. Oh, the Browns, they got something this year. And every year. Nope.
Crap.
Are buying into the hype. Number two, for nearly the entire offseason, Roger Goodell has expressed serious optimism that his league will be able to play a full slate of games in 2020. However, NFL Players Association Executive Director DeMaurice Smith was recently asked about the possibility that there will be an NFL season this year, and he definitely did not express the same confidence that Goodell has shown over the past couple of months. During an interview with HBO Real Sports' Bryant Gumbel, Smith was asked his confidence level, what it was on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most confident that a season would definitely happen, and he said he would probably go with a 6 or a 7.
What?
Not good.
No.
Bear, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being supremely confident, how confident are you that there will be an NFL season?
NFL?
Yes.
About 75% for the NFL.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Trey?
80%.
I'm closer to an 8, but I'm not going to say it's a 10 either. Maybe even a 9. I don't know. I'm more confident about the pros than I am the college players.
I'll put it that number's a lot lower.
Number three, Bucks quarterback Tom Brady taking to Instagram today to reflect on lessons he learned from participating in the Match charity golf tournament with Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods. Amazing what happens when groups of people come together for the common good, he wrote. Also said that he shouldn't wear the same pants to golf that he wears to church. See when anybody catch Tom Brady splitting his pants on national television?
My dad caught it, and he said, "I think he just split his pants."
I did. I was watching when it happened. Did not notice, and then I went back and said, "Oh yeah." Was it the one that he holed out?
Yeah,
on the fairway.
Yeah, yeah. Changed pants right there on the course.
I guess that's
put his wet wear on.
I said it's okay, right? You hole out a shot like that from 100 yards out, I split my pants. I don't care.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're handsome like Tom Brady, it doesn't matter. Right? Split your pants. What?
It doesn't matter.
He looks like he's had work done. He's weird looking to me.
Tom Brady has had work done?
Yeah. He looks like he's had work done.
Like what kind of work? What are we talking about?
We're talking like Kardashian style work. He's had
like
stuff done.
His,
but yeah, no, I don't know. He looks weird. It's just weird. He's strange, kind of plastic looking.
He's not pulling a Khloe Kardashian, I'll tell you that. Who looks completely different than whatever.
Number four, let's go to the college game and get some expectations there. Bob Bowlsby, commissioner of the Big 12, sees from his 1,000-foot view in late May, with week one a little more than 3 months away, brief interview with CBS Sports headquarters today said he's preparing for a bumpy road. Quote, I expect we'll have some outbreaks during the season, during the course of the school year on campuses and within athletics departments. We've been told to expect a bumpy road, so that's what we're preparing. I don't think much of hope as a strategy, but we hope things will go smoothly and prepare as if they won't be. Probably a
I think that's
exactly how you have to approach it, right? It's like you can't just hope for the best. You have to prepare for the worst. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. And realize that it's not going to go perfect. There are going to be problems, and you have to be prepared to address those and deal with them as they arise. I don't have a problem with that. Number five, college basketball news. Georgetown guard Mack McClung, arguably the top available transfer on the transfer market, announcing his commitment to Texas Tech today. The Gate City, Virginia native, whose grandparents, I mean, his grandparents being Tennessee season ticket holders, it's no John Gruden owns land in Sevier County, but it was a pretty cool narrative that everybody loved to spout out the past couple of weeks. Very reminiscent of groomers. He chooses the Red Raiders over a final group that included Wake Forest, Memphis, Auburn, BYU, USC, and Arkansas. Wake Forest was considered the favorite when McClung left Georgetown due to his relationship with Steve Forbes, but he chooses to go to Texas Tech. They'll teach him to play some defense down there, that's for sure. Should be interesting. Congratulations to him. All right, there's the top five at five. It's brought to you by Citizens National Bank. Bank local, bank from anywhere with CNB's Go Mobile banking app. Lets you safely and confidently bank right from your home or while you're on the go with Citizens National Bank. Our phone number, if you want to jump on board, is 865-546-8200, 546-8200. A couple lines available right now if you want to hop in this afternoon on The Drive. And we're live at Old Ben Franklin Motors. You get off work, you want to come by and see some of the deals they've got going on here. Outstanding this afternoon, particularly if you're in the market. You know, we know Old Ben has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from, but if you want a new car and you're thinking, new cars, they're just too expensive. It's not for me. I'll never be able to own one. Think again, folks, because for just about $11,000, you can own a brand new Mitsubishi Mirage, complete with new car smell and everything. 100,000-mile warranty, $11,000, $179 a month. You want to make the payments, ladies and gentlemen. That's due to the $4,500 Mitsubishi rebate. It's right here, Old Ben Franklin Motors. Come on out. Check them out. End of the month. They have got to get rid of some of these cars to make room for the new inventory, and they are ready to make a deal with you. We've been talking about a long weekend. It feels like a Tuesday.
it's a weird feeling.
It's going to be a short work week, I guess, here. Who does Coach Duggs have tonight, Trey? Don't act like you don't know. You're on top of this. You know exactly when and who. Just tell me. You don't have to sugarcoat. You don't have to put on faces for us.
The Tigers of Auburn.
Ooh.
I know. I'm very split.
Where at?
I think it's a Jordan Hare.
I thought it was Jordan Hare.
Jordan Hare. Depends on what part of the South you're from.
When you're from around there, you should know. I feel like you should pronounce it correctly.
So I was going to Jordan Hare
Stadium. It's like Knoxvillians who say Neyland Stadium. You're wrong. It's Neyland.
But here's the problem. I call it Jordan Hare.
Error or
like
error?
A-I-R. Like Jordan Hare Stadium. Jordan Hare. Jordan Hare Stadium.
Who's the hare in Jordan Hare?
But it's not air. It's like hair.
H-A-R-E.
I don't know.
Some booster.
Probably.
Bear, do you say Neyland?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce Jordan Hare?
Jordan Hare.
Who's Jordan?
I thought he was going to say I don't.
You know who Jordan is?
Really? Jordan.
Shug.
Yep.
Okay.
You say Shug. It's not Shug.
It's Shug Jordan.
It's not Shug Knight.
Jordan. I mean, that is...
Shug Jordan.
Like, he just... That sounds like a Southern college football coach, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what he looks like, but I'm picturing, like, where's one of those... Where's that fedora?
I was about to say that.
And very, very grizzly, like a lot of sun, a lot of wrinkle, very wrinkled face.
Kind of like Bryant Denny Stadium.
I mean, we all know what the bear looks like. Who's Denny?
Probably has something to do with Denny Chimes.
No.
Those stupid bells. They just ring constantly.
Suppose we've all got our traditions.
Surprised Tennessee didn't have some kind of like that.
Shields Watkins. Do you know who Shields and Watkins are?
No, I'm not talking about like
Shields. Is the guy
about, like the Denny Chimes thing? Like they Bear, honor,
like a
they honor their. We've got the torchbearer each year.
We've got the torchbearer.
The torchbearer is a symbol for the whole university.
Yeah. What is Denny Chimes?
Denny Chimes is every captain from each team of every year puts their handprints into the ground.
Really?
Yeah. It's a way to honor the captains.
Okay.
Bully for them. Yeah. That's fantastic.
No,
talk about Alabama and Auburn some more. That's
Bear?
Fun. What?
Trigger?
Nah, it's just, I mean, it's you know, you got to know your audience, Russ.
Oh, I've got to know my audience.
Yeah.
Oh, please tell me. Tell me more.
I can promise you they don't want to hear about Alabama and Auburn all the damn time.
Okay, well, I'll let you choose your own adventure, Bear. Lead us into the still waters, please.
Take your pick. I mean, anything other than once again, talking about Alabama and Auburn. It's disgusting. We're Knoxville. 99.9% of our listenership hates Alabama and Auburn.
Hold on. Wait, nobody's like praising. Nobody's saying, "Oh God, they're so great." Wouldn't it be nice to be an Alabama fan? Like nobody's saying that. We're
damn you, Dougs. See, Barstool, whatever, getting us down this road of.
What time is Coach Dougs?
I do not know.
Yes, you do.
I do not know.
What time do they kick off, Trey?
I don't know what time it is.
Ask you a straight question. Why can't you give me a straight answer?
It's probably between 8 and 10 o'clock.
That's vague.
Not really. Just plan.
Why can't you be like SpaceX? It's going to kick off at 8:34 p.m.
By the way, they're still sitting in the shuttle.
Bear, are you going to – why are they still in the shuttle?
Because they have to bring the contraption back, the walkway, to get them back.
They canceled it an hour ago. I feel like they would have them out in an hour.
I just stay in it, but whatever.
Bear, will you give Coach Dougs a chance? Will you tune into some Coach Dougs? If I send you the link, and you're sitting in the Bear's Den today, will you pull it up on your phone and watch a little bit?
No. That's stupid. It's like the dumbest ass thing ever. Sheep are just eating it up because he picked UT.
You're having a sports animal take, Bear. We can't do that.
Like sports animal take.
I don't agree with that one, though.
We have aligned ourselves.
Of course you don't.
No, but
you're aligning yourself with you, Bear. For the love of God.
Oh, Bear doesn't like this one. We're talking about Tennessee. What do you
know?
There's no pleasing.
I don't care. Just quit interrupting me, damn it.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead.
Hell no, go ahead. You go ahead. Both of you.
I'm going to interrupt you because you don't have anything to say.
Every time I open my mouth, I get two words in, and one of you guys starts talking again, Russ. I don't know what you want me to say.
We're giving you this time. Go ahead.
No, you can't do that because now I'm pissed. Damn, almost 2.5 hours into the show. And then you'll turn around on me. Oh, well, I'm giving you the floor now. Steer us into calm waters, Bear. Still waters. Go to hell.
Oh. Uncalled for.
Might be.
Do you feel like we interrupt Bear too much?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Constant. It's maddening.
Let's see. Rickard Rich Barbecue, spoken hot question of the day. Do we interrupt Bear too much?
Yeah, I saw this movie the other night, Russ. I mean, that's how it happens. Right. I can start randomly talking about stuff.
I feel like we've arrived at an impasse here.
I agree with Bear.
You agree with Bear?
Yeah, I agree with Bear. I think Tennessee fans got hook, line, and sinkered. They bought all that merchandise, okay. And now Tennessee's getting money off of it as well.
Bear, why will you not watch Coach Duggs? Why will you not give it a chance?
It's stupid to me. I don't watch people. I told you and told you. I think it's stupid. I never watch other people play video games. I don't like that old Twitch thing and watching people play Fortnite. I don't care. That's something my 13-year-old does. It's something that like the 12 to 14-year-old set does, Russ. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not going to sit around and watch some guy on Barstool play damn video games. You guys think it's great and it's good for, you know, good exposure for university? Be my guest.
University would rather not have it be going on right now.
Are you done, Bear?
Just about.
Okay.
I agree with Bear.
Hold on. He's not done.
Oh, he's not?
No. You just let us know when you're done, buddy. And we'll respond to you. That's how we'll do this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm done, Russ. Go ahead. Go on with your thing, man.
I just think that you should give it a chance, because I'm telling you.
That's not going to happen. Unless Fat Boy Suggs, whatever his name is, wants to play my buddy Cody. McClure's the only person I've ever watched play a damn video game. That I've had no skin in the game. Just I will sit and watch him play just because it's funny because he smack talks. He just verbally abuses Rick and Brandon. That's the only reason I've ever watched it.
Well, you might not like it.
I don't sit and watch people play video games. I barely play video games. I haven't played a video game probably 3 years.
This is the exact same rants that the sports animal people are going on. That's why everybody's ripping them, because they don't like fun things.
I don't care. I mean, I really don't.
You tried to leave us?
For the first time, John, Jimmy, and all the rest of them, maybe they're right this time. You know? A broken clock is right twice a day, Russ. So what? I align myself with the snooze machine for once. Wow. I've got some friends over there, some people I respect.
Really?
Yeah.
You trying to leave?
I'm not drinking all the Kool-Aid you guys put. I ain't got no beef with half those people. There's a couple of them I can't stand.
Like who?
I mean, truth be known, I'm not going to name names on air. Eric H., I'm looking at you. Are you asking me to name names? It's just kind of cringy. But for the most part, I know all those people. Met them all. Really nice people. I wouldn't eat Jimmy's gumbo. That looks kind of gross. Be the hell of a dancer. You know?
I triggered Bear today, and I'm sorry.
No, you didn't trigger me, man.
I didn't mean to.
I mean,
to.
You guys want to, I mean, you guys love, I think you guys are in love with him.
In love with who?
A couple of them over there.
Are you done, Bear? I think we need to go back to interrupting you. I feel like that was better radio.
No, that was super, Russ.
Do you have a guest, since Trey's about to take off, do you have a guest jam or not a jam contestant?
Nobody has gotten back to me yet. I can go to my secondary list if you want me to. Guys that I know will answer the call.
Hayden probably do it.
Hayden's on the third tier.
Who have you invited?
The one I told you would never, ever do it last week on the phone when you asked me why I never called him. And then the Duke of Granger, I think, is working. I didn't want to bug McClure. He's already, he already stood in for us.
Bug him.
I mean, if Tanner doesn't have any stones, all right, I'll text him. Go ahead, say your goodbyes to Trey. I'll go ahead and text McClure. I'm done now, Russ. How about that?
I'm tired of Bears' attitude toward me.
So far, it's 50-50 on whether or not.
Not done yet. You can. You know what? You can kiss Trey. I don't care.
I'll see y'all later. Bye. That's ridiculous.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Jam or not a jam with somebody else. Coming up next, right here on Fan Run Radio. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive.
It's Tony Vitello's walk up music. Welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio back with you on a Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. Russell and Bear cruising along with you. And okay, Bear, so looking for a third for a jam or not a jam. Walk me through your list here. Houston Kress, no answer.
No go.
Did you call these people or did you text?
Texted.
You texted five people and not a one of them hit you back.
No, I mean, these guys, you know.
These are the kind of people that we work with at Fan Run Radio. Like, just no.
Yeah, but I mean, unless they want something, some of them, Cody's busy. And I'll cut Cody, Brandon, and Rick a little bit of slack because they're also working seconds. They're
I'm sure they're all busy. Like, I'm sure they're all hard at work, but yeah. Like, I mean, how long does like say take to no, I can't. A little return text, you know, a little communication.
I mean, me and Kress have had beef for a while now since I crapped all over that, you know, Donnie, whatever his name is, a drummer from Tool, that guy. So, and I may have said some other stuff on a college show. So, I mean, he used to answer me regularly. Yeah,
they don't like you. So, yeah, we should probably just go ahead and cut them out. Cody is working.
Yeah, Brandon. I know Brandon's. Where Brandon always texts me back.
Reek.
If he's not working, there's no telling what Rick's doing.
And Davey Hudson, the little North City.
Kind of a little surprised that Hudson must be away from his phone because usually Dave, Davey boy is good about getting right back to me. So, and it was kind of spur of the moment too. So.
All right, let's see if we can get somebody to play with us. You want to play jam or not a jam? Call now. 865.
Either that or, I mean, if me and you disagree, we can just let Folky be the deciding.
Let Folky be the – well, okay, if we don't get – if somebody doesn't jump in right now, 546-8200, Folky will be the arbiter.
Right.
Of all things jam or not a jam. 546-8200. Tanner, just let me know when we get somebody, and then we will proceed.
I do hope that Tanner, loaded in like four Rolling Stones songs. That'd be hilarious. One day McClure doesn't want to play.
It'd be all jams.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rolling Stones song that you don't like?
Brown Sugar.
Really?
Yeah, we've talked about it. It's on the list.
That's a terrible take. I just
don't like it, man. It's the only song. I skip that song. That's the perfect record, except for that one song. So,
what record is that?
That's Sticky Fingers, isn't it?
Is it? Let's bring in Tanner Carson, TC.
Hello.
Hello.
How are y'all doing?
How are you? Hey, we're doing well. Thanks, man. You have a good Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, yeah, man. It's pretty good, pretty good. Cannot complain about it. But, yeah, as soon as you set the bat signal up, though, Russ, we do have a caller wanting to play a little bit of jam or not jam.
All right, great. Bring him in. Let's see. Who do we have here?
Westchester.
Oh, Westchester. Great.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I thought you were bringing in the North City Bulldog.
No.
Davey?
We just because he just I thought. Yeah.
You just said that. I'm very confused. You put him on a list of people that did not return
your
text.
No, but he read it and he said, yeah, count me in.
Well, Davey didn't call, so.
All right, we got Westchester. Bring Westchester in here, maybe later for Davey. Westchester, welcome back. It will allow you to double dip this afternoon for, if we can actually hear you this time, for the jam or not a jam. What's up, Westchester?
How we doing, gentlemen?
Oh, wow. You can actually understand what you're saying. Good. Imagine that. All right, man. We're doing well. Thank you.
Now you can understand me. Imagine that.
Yeah, so the quality of the call, I'm sure, will plummet at this point. All right, Tanner, what do you got? Go ahead, hit it.
All right, here we go. Song number one. All right, there's someone.
Go West, The King of Wishful Thinking. That's a jam, man, an 80s classic. Have you seen the Jimmy Fallon does that thing where they, like, recreate the videos with Paul Rudd?
No, I have not.
You can go on YouTube. They recreated the video for this song shot by shot. It's hysterical. It's a jam.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go not a jam. That thing represents everything that went wrong in the 80s. It's overproduced. The tones are hideous, just very trite, and what's the word I'm looking for? Milquetoast. It's just mediocre, not a jam.
You can't say it's trite, though. I mean, it's a tale of unrequited love. He says he's going to get over it. How's he
going? It's hot garbage, man.
Westchester?
No, if it was not the first song, I would probably take it, but I don't want to set the bar this low for jam, so I'm going to say not a jam.
Wow. Wow. You guys disappoint me. All right, that's how it's going to be. Not a good way to start jam or not a jam, in my opinion. Carry on, Tanner.
All right, yeah, that was Go West with The King of Wishful Thinking from the soundtrack to Pretty Woman, Not a Jam, with Russell Dissenting. Alrighty, here comes song number two. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. Song two.
All right, Bear, all the criticisms you just levied at the last song, I will echo for that song. I don't know what that was. That was awful. Not a jam.
I hadn't heard it in probably 25 years. It's total garbage. Breathy crap. Not a jam.
Westchester?
I'm looking for a gong, not a jam.
Oh. Well played. All right, there you have it. Unanimous. What was that, Tanner?
Yeah, that was I Want You by Savage Garden.
I don't want that. That's all I'll say.
All right, unanimous, not a jam. Here comes song number three.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. Successful life for living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Song three.
Oh man, that's a classic. And Willie
hanging fruit there.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a work of art right there. That's a jam.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the greatest songs ever written. Honest to God, I listen to that song usually at least once a day.
What?
Yeah.
That is one of my all-time favorite songs. Oh, it's incredible. It's good drinking music.
Speaking of drinking music, Robbie on Twitter says Westchester sounds sloshed. Westchester, are you enjoying yourself this afternoon?
I'm on beer 4.
Okay.
All right. It's still within the rules.
What do you
think?
And
by the way, when I'm lip singing the song the whole time, definitely a jam.
There you go. Back to back unanimous. That one is a jam. Tanner?
All right. Yeah. First jam of the day, unanimous for Waylon Jennings, Lucanbot, Texas. Back to the basics of love. Here comes song 4. Song 4.
Now, that is, I don't know that Soundgarden or Audioslave, but I was listening to SiriusXM, the Lithium channel, had a bunch of Audioslave stuff this past weekend.
You love you some Lithium, don't you?
It's not my the channel, not the drug. The it's not like my favorite, but I can't sit here and say the late great Chris Cornell is not a jam. That's a jam, Bear.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He's, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, gone too soon. Mm-hmm. Definitely a jam. And I have no idea if that's Soundgarden solo or Audioslave.
Westchester?
Sorry, guys. They've done better than that. You can't, that's because it's Cornell doesn't mean it's a jam, so not a jam.
Westchester, just because the guy died doesn't mean it can't suck. All right, that is, but he's outvoted on this one, I believe, Tanner.
Yeah, he is. That's a jam. Show Me How to Live by Audioslave.
All right.
So there you go.
I didn't think that was Kim Thayil on guitar.
No, that was Morello.
Yeah, Morello wishes he had as much cojones as Kim Thayil from Soundgarden. Hmm. Go ahead.
All righty. That was a jam with Westchester dissenting. Here comes the final song for today. Song for today.
Yeah, rumor has it that song sucks.
I don't think that's a rumor. I think that is a confirmed and known fact. Not a jam.
I want to take a stab at who I think that is. Is that clown? What are they called? The color and then the five, Maroon 5. Is that who that is?
Is that Maroon 5? Tanner?
No.
Really?
No. No. No.
Westchester. Jam or not a jam?
Unfortunately or fortunately, I could not hear that well enough, so I'm going to say not a jam because I didn't hear anything that impressed me.
Yeah, you weren't.
You didn't miss anything. Yeah.
Tanner?
Okay, unanimous not a jam. That was Rumor Has It by Adele.
That was Adele?
Yes.
Really?
You thought it was Maroon 5.
I mean, that's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like whatever that, you know, Steve Levine just or whatever that guy's. Bruce Levine, what's his name? You know his name, Russ? The Levine kid?
Yeah, it's Adam, right?
Oh, is it Adam? Oh, I don't know. They've written like one decent song in their whole career.
Okay. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Can't believe
Tanner,
that's Adele. Wow.
Give us the rundown here.
Yeah, rundown for today. We had Go West with the King of Wishful Thinking, not a jam, Russell dissenting, We had I Want You by Savage Garden, unanimous, not a jam. We had Lukenbot Texas, Waylon Jennings, unanimous jam. We had Show Me How to Live by Audioslave. That was jam with Westchester Dissenting. And then we just had Adele, Rumor Has It, unanimous, not a jam.
Can't believe you guys don't go for Go West, man. That tune is, it's infection.
At that time, I was, when that song came, what year did that song come out? Like 85, 86?
No, 1990.
1990? In 1990, what came out in 1990?
I don't remember it from when it came out. I just remember it from later.
I just remember that was around the time I was really getting into Nirvana.
You were not getting in 1990? That album didn't come out until like 92, 93.
No, let's look it up. Hold on.
Never mind
was in 91.
Again, artist or band alone does not make a jam. It has to be a good song.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Song is, it's infectious and not like the COVID-19 kind of way, the good kind of way. Westchester, was your jam or not a jam experience everything you hoped and dreamed it would be?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. One more thing on the last song before we go. You know, I love Pearl Jam from that era, but not every Pearl Jam song is a jam. So you got to be decisive and you got to be willing to make some sacrifices along the way.
That's
1990 was a wasteland year in music, man.
Something good had to come out in 1990.
I'm looking.
What about the Pixies, Surfer Rosa? Did that come out in 1990?
I think it may have Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Good Vibration. Prince, Green. I mean, here, you want to hear some of the bad ones? I mean, Color Me Bad. Oh, Right Said Fred. No, that's a 92. Yeah, 90 was horrible. It was a horrible, horrible. I mean, probably the best song that came out that year was I'm Your Baby Tonight by Whitney Houston. I mean, this was Wilson Phillips, Nelson, Mariah Carey.
That Nelson tune.
New Kids on the Block, Roxette, Wilson Phillips.
So Nelson, those guys, those were twins. They were Rick Nelson's kids, right?
Grandkids, I thought. Or maybe, grandkids. Oh, no. They were Ozzy and Harriet's grandkids. Yeah, Rick Nelson's kids. Yeah, the twins. They were horrible. Thank
what
God.
What was that song they had? That
I have no idea. All I know is that Kurt and the rest of the guys from Seattle killed them. Just killed them dead along with hair metal. 1990, I was probably pretty deep into Metallica at that point, Russ. Looking back at it.
You were just so bad. You believe
no,
how bad
was
Westchester?
No,
I mean, he was a bad man.
I'm just saying.
Probably in jail once or twice a week, but, you know, not that bad.
Too cool for school.
I don't think anybody was being called cool that was listening to Metallica in the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay. Westchester, appreciate you, man. Be safe.
Thanks, guys. Have a good show. Thanks.
865-546-8200. Tanner Carson, thank you. What do we have scheduled for overtime coming up as soon as we're done here from 6 to 8?
I got a lot to recap over the weekend, of course. I definitely want to talk about Tiger and Peyton being victorious over a little loser, Tom Brady. And Phil Mickelson, hate it had to happen to Phil. Talking Coach Doug's a little bit, of course. And, I mean, just NHL coming back, NBA trying to come back. We might be getting more and more actual sports to talk about, guys. It's great.
You got to love it. All right, Tanner, thank you, my friend. We'll be listening to you as soon as we're done here from 6 to 8. Overtime coming up next here on Fan Run Radio. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Back with more right after this. Wrapping up on a Wednesday afternoon here on Fan Run Radio. Russ LeBaire cruising along with you here, getting you set for overtime. Coming up next from 6 until 8 right here on Fan Run Radio. Should be an excellent show. You just heard from Tanner. We've got a couple of minutes left here. If you want to jump in, take a shot now. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. If you want to get up with us this afternoon, the drive. What's up with Jeremy Pruitt, Barry? He goes a full, like, four-day weekend without landing a single commit. He's slacking off on the job here all of a sudden?
I mean, what do you – you expect something every single day? That's a problem, Russ. You're getting greedy.
I am.
You're not being appreciative of what – you know, you don't know what he's been doing over the four-day week. I guarantee you he's recruiting. He's doing something.
Hey, if we can't land – a four-star this weekend, could we at least cut bait with some of our three-stars, clear out some room, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I don't want to ever hear you chastise Philly again for wanting to cut bait with some lower ranked recruits. Just saying.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're really not. Like,
I know. I mean, you know, you know what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, you know, it is.
Here's my thing, and I think I've said this before, the past couple of years in recruiting, it's like, okay, ever since that's become the norm, like 10 years ago, that was not okay, right? I mean, it's like you cut a guy loose, especially like a couple of weeks before signing day, it's like, ooh, that's a bad look. Now it just sort of happens. As long as you give the prospect ample time to reset and go find somewhere else to play, part of doing business. It's not a nice part. It's not a savory part, but it is part of doing business.
You have to be extremely careful the way you go about doing it. You do not, you know, the danger always is you don't want to piss off the high school coaches.
Yeah.
And if they feel like you've done one of their kids bad, you know, and then the next year, I mean, you always got to factor that into it because it's, you know, with a lot of these kids, the same high schools you're hitting.
Sure.
So,
well, and it's like one of the guys, and I don't know if they would, if I think they like this guy, and they said that he might have an LSU offer, but the Merrill kid from Brentwood in the Mid-State,
right.
Like he's one of the three stars, right? And that's a place, wide receiver, that's a position we need impact players at, right? We need guys who can ball.
At a Brentwood Academy or Brentwood High School?
And I think Brentwood Academy. I'll have to double check that.
If he's a kid that I saw play against Catholic, I wouldn't be so quick to cut him loose.
Let's see. I'm just going based on star ranking. But and this is what you were getting at is it doesn't matter which Brentwood he's at. He's in Nashville. You can't jerk around a Nashville kid, right?
Well, no, but the reason I was saying it is I can't remember the kid's name that caught my eye from Brentwood Academy when they played Catholic last year on ESPN. But they had a kid at receiver that was – he had that quality that Coach Cut says you can't teach it, you can't coach it, and it never has a bad day. That speed. So
– but I'm just using him as a generic example like you – you do have to be careful because I'm sure some guys are just going to bolt. Like there have already been rumblings about the linebacker from Hollywood, Florida, Terrence Lewis. I think he's a 5-star on 247 and 4-star on Rivals. But there's already been like he was committed to Florida twice before us, and then he committed to us, and like, I mean, it would really stink to lose a player that highly rated, but would it shock me? No. So there'll be guys that we probably ask to leave, but you have to be very careful about the ones that you ask to or that you suggest to move along.
Yeah. And you gotta I don't know. I mean there's some, you know, it all comes down to whether or not he trusts his evaluation. You know, I mean, and there's no rhyme or reason. The reason I try not to put too much stock in the star rating system is that it's just so arbitrary. Like, as soon as the guy gets offered from, you know, I was listening to Three and out. It was either a replay from Friday or it may have been this morning's show where, you know, Houston said a kid with one offer, he jumped up like 200 something spots on in his position group. And it's just so, it's totally arbitrary.
I'm reading this thing about sports radio guy Mike Messinelli got into it. I think he's in New York. He got into an argument with his producer. This is one of those, this show's in Philadelphia. And he got into an argument with his producer. They got into a shouting match on the air.
Oh, that's unprofessional.
That's on TV. I don't think we have any room to talk. But, and he got really mad and threw his headset.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah. I feel his pain. I've been there. Recently.
You can identify?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I do a podcast with the guy. We just rail on everybody we work with.
Let's get Roger in here. He'll be our final caller. Thank old Ben Franklin Motors for having us out this afternoon. Folks, if you are doing any car shopping this week, if you're even thinking about, you know, maybe we ought to look at replacing that old whatever, you need to do yourself a huge favor and come down and check out the deals as we wrap up the month of May. They're going crazy here at Old Ben Franklin Motors because they've got the new Mitsubishi Mirage, and you can drive off the lot here in a brand new car with a 100,000-mile warranty for about $11,000, about $179 a month. That's how low these prices are. And yeah, a new Mitsubishi Mirage. Come check those out. Check out the great selection of pre-owned vehicles on the lot here. Tell them you heard about it on Fan Run Radio. Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike, across from the Chop House. OldBenFranklinMotors.com. What up, Roger?
Hey, Russell. Hey, Barrett. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man. Good. Thank you.
Good. Did Jim Bear have a good more day?
Yeah, Raj, got my email cleaned out. It's a major accomplishment in my life, a milestone, if you will. I'm pretty proud of it. And got to grill out a little on Monday. Bear, I played tennis again on Saturday. I didn't tell you that. Second week in a row.
Where'd you play?
Over the same place, over in West Knoxville. Kind of exclusive. You probably aren't familiar.
Well, did you ask me if you've ever been to the – you've been to the P Club, haven't you, Bear?
Nah, I don't think I asked.
Yeah, that's how you asked me. It's I told you, you know, just getting asked to leave count.
No, I mean, it's kind of exclusive. What can I say? High rollers. But second week in a row, I'm going to be – next time you see me, washerboard abs, bro. Washerboard. Glistening.
Glistening in the sun.
Raj knows about washerboard abs.
The heck he does. You got washerboard abs, Roger?
Six pack.
You don't do that to Roger. Roger's a man of respect like me. He's a man of girth.
Well, I didn't hear what he say, Mayor. What he say? I didn't hear him.
He's asking you if you've got like a washboard stomach, Roger.
Well, I can't hear your voice that good. That good. I can hear you hearing out, but not great. What now?
Well, Roger, you haven't missed much, buddy. We're out of time. Call back tomorrow.
All right. Have a good night.
We'll get a little deeper into this. We love you, buddy.
Yeah, we kind of screwed Roger out of the call there.
That was compelling, Bear. That's what we call setting the table for overtime.
Yeah.
Welcome, Tanner Carson. Bear, are we good here?
Yeah. Call me later.
Big thanks to John, not that Fulkerson, all his hard work back in the Fan Run studios. We now invite you to stay tuned. Overtime coming up next on many of these fine Fan Run affiliates. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 6, here on The Drive.
The Drive.